And action. Hey, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica.tv. I am your host, Jay. My buddy way over there is my man, Dan. And we have a newcomer. Oh, I love fresh blood. Brittany.
Brittany.
What's up?
Hey.
We needed somebody to stay in between Dan and I, so Dan and I are kind of, you know, we're 69 days into quarantine now, and so I thought Dan was getting a little frisky as our windows touched each other, so we needed to make a Jay and Dan sandwich.
I shaved the quarantine beard, so now I'm back to just a goatee for you, Jay. So
for me, I thought it was for Brittany.
No, it was for you. You said it hurts your thighs.
Yeah. Wouldn't that? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you're the one
or
down.
Maybe you liked it. I don't know.
I like. No,
dude. Well, you're always shaving, so it's mutual.
So
Jay,
in this scenario, you're the one that's blowing. No, you're the one blowing me, right? Because that's Brittany. No. Come on. I thought chicks love to watch two dudes go at it.
Just Brittany.
I
she's
do.
A you're a freak. You're fucked up, and don't get any ideas, Brittany. It ain't happening.
Oh,
as much as you and Jay wanted to, it's not.
It already happened. Times in his dreams.
Oh my God!
Dan's my little teddy bear. How's my little teddy bear doing?
You guys are so adorable.
Oh man,
I think Jay's high already. Hey,
Dan, what are you drinking?
Well, I got the usual hard coffee, PBR hard coffee, but I'm drinking Screwball peanut butter whiskey. It's quite good.
He's been drinking it since last Friday.
It goes well with the Gorilla Glue number 4 from Rise Dispensary in Patterson.
I hope they're giving you a discount, some type of, you know.
They don't need to do anything. Hey, Jay, did you stick anything in the dishwasher this week that you shouldn't have?
Oh, my God.
No.
Let's see. Last week was your glasses. A couple of years ago was your fleshlight.
Yep. Nope. So far, we're good. I've kind of learned my lesson. I have a very short-term memory, so I would say at least a week or two, and I'll be right back into it. But I did.
The hosing down the vacuum was my favorite.
Listen.
Dude, you know, wait, I missed this.
I'm not a smart man.
You hosed down a vacuum?
Shut up, Brittany. Oh, man. Yeah, one time the vacuum was really dirty. I took it out back. I hosed it off, plugged it back in.
The vacuum. It's supposed to be dirty.
It didn't work. But the good news, well, partially good news.
Good news is Memorial Day weekend. We're going to go party. We're going to have barbecues and go to the shore and sit on the beach, go surfing. All this shit.
The fuck are you talking? The waves absolutely. In Philadelphia are absolutely insane.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. So, and I will let you know that I got my replacement glasses. They showed up yesterday. Brittany was actually filming a backstage episode and saw me try them on while I was producing it.
It was hilarious.
They sent me a child's model. So,
you have them there?
I have them downstairs. I don't want to take away from the big reveal once I do get like proper glasses. So I won't show them to you, but my eight-year-old son could have fit into these things.
And
so.
For those who have been watching our show on a weekly basis, the reason why Jay had to get new glasses is because the glasses were dirty and he put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Not
a
good idea.
That's
the same place he puts fleshlights. But anyway.
Yes.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We got a great show to kick off the weekend for everybody. We have a couple of great guests. We'll be bringing in a little bit later, Constantine Maroulis.
Yes. From, and you pronounced
Rock
it correctly. Nicely done.
I'm not a savage, man. I do my research on how to fucking pronounce it.
I know.
I live in Jersey, dude. Like, I know how to fucking pronounce shit.
Okay.
And
our
first guest. I don't say use. Jesus Christ. First guest that we're going to bring in, because I don't even want to talk to you anymore right now.
Come on, Dan.
We're bringing in.
We're
Brittany.
Off to a great start.
We are. We're off to a rip roaring start. And what makes this start even better? The one, the only, the spectacular, the amazing, the wonderful, Miss Congeniality,
Boobalicious,
Raya Sunshine. What up, Raya?
And like that, my day gets better.
I know.
It's amazing how it works.
You're in Florida. How's Florida right now?
Florida's good. Chill, it's the same, you know, we're starting to open back up a little bit.
Did you guys ever really close down?
I'm in South Florida, I'm in Miami.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, like, Miami is one of those places, like, you can't trust to, like, partially open.
I kind of feel like in Miami, you can't trust a whole lot. Like, period. Just
you can't
that's
trust a lot. Yeah, no, you really cannot. I'm like, oh no, this is not the city to do this in. It's, you have an inch to take a mile. I'm like, it's nuts.
Every untrustworthy person in Miami I've ever met was a club promoter. So yes, I know how it works. But at least you have beautiful weather too, and we've interviewed you poolside before, so we know you have a cool little spot out there. So.
And to be honest, I never leave the house anyway, so I don't even know like how it is out there. I'm just like making my predictions.
This is all good. This is all good for you.
I heard somebody told me. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god. So yeah, and so I mean, what have you been doing? Catch us up.
Just working a lot, which has been great because I actually get to do my jobs like online because I'm usually traveling so much and featuring. So I'm doing OnlyFans a lot, and that's been really fun to go live on there sometimes. I just finally made a TikTok last night.
Ooh, you broke your TikTok virginity.
I did. I finally
did. How did it go? Were they gentle?
Ever. Yeah, so far. Okay. So far, yeah.
That was, you know what? I'm such an old man. I'm nowhere near as old as Dan is, but I'm old
I'm
enough.
I'm 137 years old, Ray.
That him
I'm
and Joe
137,
Lewis,
like Joe Lewis.
I my line in the sand was Snapchat. I opened that app. I looked at
you
it for like
no
10
line.
Minutes. I tried to fuck with it. I was like, you know what? I've crossed the hill, man. I'm over the hill. I have no idea how this even works.
I told Jay before, if he go, are you on TikTok, Raya?
Gee, that's what she just said. She did her
yeah,
first.
Yeah, I just made one.
But I mean, not TikTok. What's that other? What's the other freaking thing?
Snapchat.
No, not the Snapchat. The other thing.
The Snapchat.
Yes. Not the Snapchat. Not the Facebook.
What's that thing that all those kids are talking about these days?
MySpace. You got MySpace?
MySpace. No.
Oh, God. I am still on MySpace. I've never. I don't think I could log in anymore, but it's still there.
It still exists.
Yeah. Fun fact, Exotica. The Exotica Expo was started by spamming MySpace. That was, we used to have computers running and sending friend requests.
Dave used to do it for us.
Yeah.
Did you do like FryFest and just like put up a color and then it just spread like an STD?
Yeah, we actually hired a Jenner and no, unfortunately. Although, did you see in the news today, whatever Jenner it was, I can't fucking keep track of them. It just got, has to pay back like 90 grand or whatever for the money that she made for promoting FyreFest to like in the bankruptcy court or whatever. I was reading that today.
Nice.
I'm sure that's like a dent, you know, in what she makes.
I'm sure.
It's nothing.
This shit's fucking everybody up. But Raya, you toured around, you know, I mean, you were playing. You were dancing, what, probably 52 weeks out of the year?
pretty damn not close quite to that it. Many. But yeah, pretty much every other, probably sometimes back-to-back weekends. Yeah, which I love doing, but it also is so time consuming with all the travel that I've really enjoyed not traveling. So because I've always worked online a lot. Like I've always filmed lots of content, live cammed. Like I have like 8 jobs and touring is just one of them. So now that that's gone, I get to focus all my energy and like actually fulfill my obligations, which is great.
the million-dollar question is, are we ever going to get you out of your house again?
Yeah, that's, okay. Yeah,
that's
totally.
What we're worried about.
I'll feature again, yeah, okay. And go to conventions, of course. Because yeah, they're going, yeah.
What's OnlyFans got to be crushing it these days? From everybody that we've talked to, they said that they've just been, that's the spot to be.
It's the spot to be, yeah. That's great.
Very cool.
I mean, yeah, I'm getting worried because everybody's talking about how much money they're making on OnlyFans and like
nobody's
like
ever
we were talking
to come
one
out of their
girl,
house.
Like one
Dan, I'm you got to get on it.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Sexy Dan.
You just got to find me on there, Brittany.
I'll
make custom videos of you, none of which have anything to do with Jay.
Why you got to be so mean?
Dude, because you're the queen of mean.
At least I'm your queen, Dan.
He hurts. His words hurt, Raya.
So over this, we are now 69 days in, right? That's our official Exotica TV quarantine time, or countdown or count up, I guess. Have you found yourself doing anything over those 69 days that you wouldn't have expected? Have you tried to learn anything new or do anything different? Or has it just been super content creation and crushing it?
Mostly super content creation. I did go stand-up paddleboarding for the first time during quarantine because it's I live like near the water, and then you can't go. Well, now I think you can use like marinas and stuff, but at the time you couldn't. Like, you couldn't go to the beach or anything. So, but you could still go jump in the water and just go. So, okay.
Well, that's the perfect social distancing.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. From your map, yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Dan, have you ever been?
How do you, like, I've never been on OnlyFans, but, you know, the idea of creating that much content and, like, always having it be fresh is just mind-blowing to me. Like, what do you do? Do you just, like, do you have a board and you just throw a dart, whatever sticks, that's what you do? Like, how do you keep it? I don't understand.
That's a good question. Well, because... To me, it'd be really easy if it was only OnlyFans, but I'm like everywhere. I sell videos on all the platforms, and I do this, MFC. Yeah, I know. But you
even harder.
A lot of it. So like a lot. So it's not necessarily unique to each platform. Like a lot of the videos I sell through there, like I sell on other platforms as well. So they help each other out, and then you can kind of like splice it to make mini content to post on your feed. But yeah, just making a lot of content. Just
can you do a social experiment?
Or what is it?
I want you to just go on OnlyFans, pick up a copy of like Redfish, Bluefish, One Fish, Two Fish, and read it, and just see how many people purchase that shit.
Somebody's got a redfish kink, man. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's something for everyone.
No, because Rhea can do anything she wants to on OnlyFans, and it's gonna be fine.
Actually, yeah. So my birthday was last week, and they spoiled me. The fans spoiled me and sent me a bunch of gifts from my Amazon wish list, and. You know, we had a live, and then we had a come show after. Sorry, I disappeared because I was going to show you. And one, I had these on my list, so I did do a masturbation show in these
unicorn slippers.
Did you know that that's the gift that Paul bought Carini on 90 Day Fiance when he went over to Belize to bring to pick her up?
Unicorn slippers.
Yep.
No.
Both Brittany and I are
wish list, though.
Both Brittany and I are hanging our heads in shame that you just like did that. Just turn in your man card, Jay.
Three
turn
seasons in, baby. So three funny. Seasons in. Here we go.
Turn in the man card.
This is
I've never seen it.
Is your favorite movie The Notebook?
You're really missing something. I cry every time.
Ryan Gosling, I mean,
oh my god, his abs.
Such a babe.
Oh my God. But look, I mean, we got to bring in our next guest because, I mean, I'm sure he's got questions going all over. I mean, we've been hesitating because he's definitely like better looking than Jay and I combined. But, you know, what are we going to do there? As Brittany nods her head, yes.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate that.
You guys first met him on American Idol season four. He's a Tony nominated actor, been on Broadway. Rock of Ages was his big break on there. Amazing show if you never saw it. But the one and only, my fellow New Jerseyan, Mr.
Don't Constantine. Hold that against him. There we go.
What's up, brother?
We won't.
How's it going, everyone?
What's up, man?
Thank you for having me.
Yo, thanks for coming on.
I was just doing some content, some masturbation content over here. I don't know if that's...
Is that on your OnlyFans?
Just got to get my stockpile up so I can... You know, release things over the next few weeks. You never know when you're going to get time like this again.
You know what?
Exactly.
Constant masturbation.
The question is, Constantine, what slippers were you wearing in it?
I'm sort of doing like a dad sort of theme. So they're brown corduroy. They're really fluffy. Right.
Sounds really responsible. I like
it. It's a very responsible sort of video I'm working on.
Dude, well, that we need more of that in porn.
Dude, dad porn. There you go. I think we might have just invented a new genre.
The DILF thing. Brittany, are you down with that? Are you down for some dad porn?
Dad porn.
That's maybe there's a couple things that I'm like, no thanks. That's one of them. I'm good. MILF, totally. I'm on board.
Stepdad?
Maybe even a little bit of like the stepdad shit. Yeah, I've watched some of that. Yeah.
We tried, Constantine. We tried with her. So.
I could be a stepdad.
You want me to be a stepdad? I'll be a stepdad.
You know what? I'll marry your mom, Brittany, and I'll be your fucking stepdad. How do you like that shit?
She'll never know.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
The best Constantine was when we invited Brittany's parents to Exotica.
Oh, wow.
In Portland. She, unbeknownst to her.
I'm not your mom's type. I don't know if you can fix shit.
The good news is we had her on our staff badges. Jay found an old picture because Brittany started with us as a hottie, as a model. She's still a hottie. But Jay found an old picture of her ass up on the thing. Jay wanted to give her dad a badge. I talked him out of it. I don't know why I did, because Brittany should thank me every day that she's alive that I did such.
Thank you, Dan.
You've brought it up every day since then, so I'm surprised she doesn't.
So, Consti, what have you been up to, man? I mean, you know, it's...
Day 69. I mean, what's Constantine doing? Day 69,
so there's no touring. There's no Broadway. There's this. This is what your career has come to.
Yes, thank you. It has ended on day 69. It's over as we know it. It's been an otherworldly sort of experience for sure these last few weeks. I think I did a sold out show at Birdland, a very famous jazz club, March 9th. I play there, you know, maybe every couple of months, do a sort of an intimate show, some Broadway tunes, just like a little jazz band, some of my originals, you know, people fly all in. We do, it's a high-end ticket because it's only about 200 seats. There was some buzz going into that show a few days in, like, are we going to get the show in? What's happening? There were a few cases at that point in the country. And honestly, by the end of the show, they were already planning on, you know, how we're going to shut Broadway down for the foreseeable future, how everything was going to come to a screeching halt as far as live entertainment. And somehow I got through that show. They ended up, like, the Times ran a piece and a review about it, like, was this the last show of the year? Because it was a Monday night. We do on Broadway, there's a lot of things that happen on Monday nights, a lot of sort of special events, because most people, that's our dark night.
Right.
So people squeeze in concerts and whatnot on a Monday night. So by Tuesday, Wednesday, they were shutting down shows. Actors were freaking out.
How quickly that happened. You know, I remember we shut down our office, and it was like, you know, Monday, I was like, man, we should be fine. Like, we'll be fine. You know, Tuesday was like, fuck, okay, this is real. You know, Tuesday afternoon, you're like, all right, you know, this is the last week in the office. We'll make it through Friday. I got in on Wednesday and was like, done. Get everybody, take your computers, go home. Like, we're not doing this anymore. And it just, like, it was, you know, not even overnight. It was like literally, you know, minute to minute.
Unbelievable. And, actually, Broadway was hit really hard with the virus. A lot of actors, basically actors and crew and front of house in every show got it. And it spread like wildfire, actually. I've had two dear friends in critical condition. One has made essentially a full recovery, and one only just got out of the... Not to be a downer here, just got out of his coma last week, and you know we're rooting for him to pull through. But so it's major. It's been hell. But you know what? In and amongst all of that, there's such a great community of love and support for each other, and people going well out of their way to help each other. And you know, I'm producing this TV special coming up for the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund. The way artists come together and just, they're like, do whatever you need, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just to help people, it's also a beautiful thing. And I think, I don't know, I'm no virologist, but you know, the universe was telling us something, and some kind of weird correction was made, and a lot of people had to suffer the wrath of this virus and continue to, We just all want to get back to work. You know, we all do. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. We just want to go work. And I have an album. You know, look, it's an indie record. I made a couple of indie, really cool films in 2019 that were due out this year as an actor. I produced a few shows. You know, everything is just on a big halt right now. I'm right. supposed to shoot a movie in late August in Europe. And, you know, I'm just hoping it all works out. But I have a 9-year-old daughter, so we're just distance learning at home, and I have her, you know, all
Dude,
day.
That whole school, that schoolwork thing, that? Man.
I've got two kids too, man, and yeah, they're older. They're in high school. I mean, my son's a senior actually, so it sucks for him. But, dude, this playing principal is not a good thing to be or teacher.
Well,
like, what's this Common Core shit? Principal.
Yeah. Can you imagine being a senior? Can you imagine being a senior? That summer after senior year, that was like the best summer ever. You know, I mean, just every night there was something great going on. And it sucks. You know, I did a little something for the graduating class. I'm in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, actually Wyckoff, New Jersey, but I went to high school in Franklin Lakes. So, you know, a lot of friends with kids that age. It's crazy times, but thanks to these beautiful girls and you guys, you know, there's fun content out there for everybody, and you know, we'll get through this, and we just have to wait it out. Yep. You know,
Raya Sunshine will get us through this.
Yes, Raya actually might be she might stop the virus.
Raya, is this the international sign Raya for Raya Sunshine? Raya, hi, my name is Raya.
I get it. By Raya, the Slayer.
By the way, I wondered why, like, I looked on Skype, and we had done an episode with Raya way back, kind of when all the way back 60 days ago, when we started Exotica TV. And I'm like, you know, I feel like I talk to her every day. And then all of a sudden I realize it's because she's on the staging screen of everything. Every show that we have, when it starts, it's Raya and her two friends coming wildly out of the TV. And so every episode that I've been filming or producing or working with is that starts with Raya and it ends with Raya. And honestly, I got no problems with that. That goddamn Raya, song I've had enough of, but Raya all day long.
Yeah, Constantine, we have to have you write a theme song for this.
For the happy hour.
I would love that.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
I got the studio, you know, we could definitely crank out some stuff. And, you know, I remember in meeting you guys the first time, I was doing this, you know, kind of crazy, sexy rock fetish.
Yeah, for, was it surfing? Yeah.
And that whole crew, and we had a great time at the actual exhibit. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I can get used to this. And, you know, it sort of is in the world of Rock of Ages, and it is set in some of it in a strip club during the, you know, height of the hair band, you know, kind of stripper era of the mid to late 80s.
Now you're talking Dan's language.
Good yeah, time. Mm-hmm. And I love that fish shirt, by the way. You know that, dude,
Don't encourage him. Are you really?
Yeah. No. I go back like 1989.
Oh, Jesus, dude. I'm from right outside of Burlington, Vermont.
Ray, you're a big fish fan too, right, Raya?
Grew up deep, yeah, for sure.
Deep, yeah. We saw them at Nectar's. We saw them at Union College, I think 1989. God Street Wine opened for them. Like, we go way back.
Oh, my man. You and I need to talk. There was another band up there, Strange Folk, was amazing band. Oh. I mean,
you don't even know the Burlington scene.
Oh, man. It was so crusty. It was great.
So, Constantine, everybody thought, like, yo, okay, so Rock of Ages, not Rock of Ages, American Idol comes out, you know, you become a big star on there and everything and there, but you were, like, working for, you know, some time before that, right? For sure.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you know, I graduated a prestigious conservatory, the Boston Conservatory, Berklee College of Music, before all of that, and I was starring in Rent. Remember the show Rent? 525,000, you know, Rent, big 90s. It was the Hamilton of the 90s. And so I starred in that on the road for some time. And, you know, they were like, great job. We're not bringing you back next year. I'm like, I'm sorry, this is my what? So I needed a job. And, you know, I had moved back to New York and was trying to figure things out. And an old girlfriend just was like, let's go audition for this TV show. And the actor that I am and the performer, I was just like, cool, I need a job. Let's go. And I think that just sort of played into my whole story. I came with like the leather jacket and I had like the blonde chunks in my hair. And I was like, what's up? I'm in a band. I was in Rent. It's cool.
They're like, you are the rock guy. Okay, next. You know, we're keeping you. You go over into the saved category.
Well, they just were like camera on me, like, who are you? What is your story? And, you know, so the acting kind of.
Well, they were still figuring out the show then, too.
What, Carrie Underwood auditioned in the same city as me, and she was always going to win and be a big star. But for me, it was just like, okay, what can I do with this opportunity? You know, and, you know, in co-creating Rock of Ages and the original cast and that, the whole sort of inception and birth of that over the last 10 years, really 12 years, has been wonderful. And to see that brand become so great and so, I don't know, have such legs all over the world. A crappy movie with Tom Cruise, but still a movie with Tom Cruise.
See, Tom Cruise wasn't terrible in it, honestly. No. He wasn't horrible in it. No. The guy who played your role was.
Well, you know what happened? And it's funny, I was just talking about this today. They just lost all the heart. The show was not supposed to, that role is not supposed to be an 18-year-old pretty boy who's like, I'm trying to make it. It's like, fuck you, call me in 15 years when you're still pushing a broom, you know, and still trying to make it.
Right.
That was the pull. Like, my guy was maybe 30, still trying to, like, make it, working at the cool club. And the audience rooted for him because above making it, he found true love, you know, and we root for those underdogs. So the movie just missed that. And I'm sure I'm going to get a phone call. They're going to be like, you were talking. Shit. But
I guess you're not going to be in Rock of Ages 2, are you?
Yes, exactly. The 90s.
Rhea, did you see, like, have you seen the Broadway show or and the movie?
Yeah. I saw
it. Did you see
Broadway.
What it was Constantine in, though? Or?
I saw it recently, actually. I saw it in, when was it? February.
Yeah, we have an off-Broadway company.
Yeah.
We reopened an off-Broadway company, sort of stripped it down even more.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it still plays. We'll see if it comes back. But there's a cool LA production, this immersive production. They built this whole club called the Bourbon Room, and it's a bit more of that immersive kind of theatrical experience. And you can have like dinner, and obviously you can always drink. And it's a great show that lives on. But now it's always about like the next thing for me. And I got to do some cool movies this year, not adult ones, maybe.
Yeah.
And
we'll see how long quarantine goes for. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, hey, how much?
Coming soon to a screen near you. Stunt cock, Constantine.
Oh, God.
He'll be the star. People are going to hit him up.
I know. Rhea's there, like, hey, Rhea's thinking how she can make money off of this shit.
They're gonna be like, wait, do you have an OnlyFans? They're gonna start like trying to contact you. What is it?
I don't even know how that works, but dude, I think my mom audience would like to see some, you know, some filthy pictures there or whatever it is. Somehow.
So,
I am 6'3" and Greek, so you know. I don't know what that means, by the way. I don't know.
So you're really.
This is the part of the show that Dan shows you his fist.
Yes. No, I was talking with a friend of mine, you know, from here in Jersey, and I'm like, dude, you know, so do you think it would be. I said, teach me some swears in Greek. And he's there, like, why? I said, I'm telling the story why, whatever. He's there, like, oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah. And I know him. I'm like, you guys, everybody who's Greek knows each other in Jersey. I said, John, would it be like really fucked up if I said, you know, what diner is your family own? He's like, dude, that's racist. I'm like, no, it's not. John, what diner does your family own? Meadowlands.
Exactly.
I'm Greek too.
You're Greek too, Rhea?
Greek. My big fat Greek wedding
what
right
diner
here.
What does your family own?
Well, we're actually, if you can believe it, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, so my grandparents had diners, and they were called Gus's Luncheonette back in the day. Gus is like the short version of Constantine. I know that sounds crazy, but in Greek, Usually when you see a Greek named Gus or anyone named Gus, they're either maybe Augustus or Constantine. In Greek, it's Gostandinos, so, or like Constantinos, right? So Gus is like short. So yeah, I have Diner in my blood. I have that grease pouring through my veins.
Dude, fucking Jersey Diner's like, so when, you know, we do the show in Jersey, Ray was there, you know, last year for her first time in Jersey at the show, at least. And like everybody that would come in is like, okay, we're staying at this hotel in Edison. We would get, you know, everybody wants to go get something to eat. Everybody's sick of the hotel. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's go to the fucking diner. Oh, every what time. Do I get there? Dude, every time. What do I get? What do you get? You get a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
Literally whatever you want, because the menu's 18 pages long and it's like 10-point font. Literally, you could have swordfish if you wanted to. Like, there are more food items at those fucking places. And in Jersey, some of them, they have booze. So, like, there's a few.
Yeah, well, you can't get the booze after, too, though.
Oh, that's true. Fucking Jersey.
Raya, have you ever had disco fries?
What are disco fries?
Whoa.
I don't even know.
They are, you know, almost like kind of well-done-ish fries with melted mozzarella or
American,
whatever, and like turkey gravy poured on them, or you can use, you know, it's like cheese fries, but like
cheese fries, like poutine almost. It isn't. It is, but it isn't.
It is, but it isn't.
I go to American cheese on mine usually.
Traitor.
Okay. Seems not a traitor.
You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Drink some more, Jay. Oh my God. So, Raya. So, I mean, when you're, do you have any hidden talents? Can you sing? We know you can dance.
Oh, no, you don't want it. Yeah, I can dance.
Oh no, I want to now.
I wish we had like X and O buzzers that we could like buzz at you and we could
That's
make everybody
wrong
sing.
Show. That's American
No, I understand that, but I mean, just to
How about
like
we have a gong.
That we could do that too. That's a no for me, dog.
You have a bomb, but not a gong.
It's true.
So, yeah, no.
So, Freya, do you know what song? Now, do you blame, every time you hear Nickelback on the radio constantly, you say, motherfucker.
Yeah, those. Oh,
Chad fucking Kroeger.
I should have chosen an Elton John song.
Well, you got to remember back in the day, and girls, what he's referring to is that was the week I was eliminated, I free-falled off the show. Like, I was never in the bottom three or anything like that. They were throwing a big smoke screen because, if you remember, it was on Fox. Mm-hmm. Dateline was running a huge expose against Paula Abdul, like, sleeping with contestants and stuff like that. Okay, maybe.
So how was she, dude?
I mean, she's a spinner. Very teeny and little. No.
Did you take her straight up?
Did she hold the Pepsi cup at the same time?
She was asleep anyhow. It didn't matter. No, just teasing. I love her. I love her very much. But they were running this huge expose that was going to be a big deal. And honestly, they like free-falled me off the show. And that was like a deflection of life. It was front story of all the entertainment shows, all the stuff. And definitely kind of squashed that, but it ended up working out for me. Like I liked kind of being the underdog and all of that. But yes, the Nickelback song sucked for me. But supposed to do something else. Back then, it was harder to clear songs because some artists were still like, I don't want these idols to do my song. And it's like, wait, Sanjaya just slaughtered my song and my original album went back to number one. Like
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, because people weren't hip to like the digital age yet, and like, you know,
what year
even
was it?
2005, 2006.
Okay.
You know, it was happening, but we still weren't. We didn't have the hold of on it. Like
not everybody was on OnlyFans.
Right. Well, exactly. Like how in the adult or exotic world they'll do a parody of something, you know, when it's like a hot topic, you know, that becomes a trend, right?
Have they done an American Idol porn?
Yeah, probably.
They had to have. Now, the question is, was a Constantine character in it, and who played him?
Dude, Evan Stone. It's got to be Evan Stone.
I could play myself.
Evan Stone's got the lips and he's got the long
hair.
So Raya, here's an idea, Raya. Ready? Follow with me here.
Oh God.
Your social media, Constantine. You know, you guys, both you guys. You do a, like a stripper, American stripper idol. or just call it American Stripper, hosted by both of you guys. Right? Follow me here and find the next best strip, the next top stripper.
That would be great. I would love that show.
Everybody go watch it.
Could I be like a production assistant on that? I would be entertained.
Can I just be a fluffer on that?
No, you're one of the strippers, Brittany. Get in line.
Yeah.
You can be one of the trainers, like behind the scene, like that really teaches them how the technique.
You could be the professional stripper trainer. I like it.
If you guys want to make it business,
you're gonna need to work.
What would be your advice, Raya, for a girl that really wants to be?
Oh, I thought it was for Constantine.
No, not for Constantine.
Like exotic dancers, like in the club.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so weird now. Because honestly, like
you want to be a touring feature.
I wish I was a stripper in the 80s. I'm in the wrong time.
The cocaine was way better.
80s, 90s stripper. Like that would have been my jam. Like it was so like. Like people went to it was just so much more of a thing, and like the music and like everything, it was just like so sexy. Like I love that time. Like that's what I think of when I like dance, and that's why I dance to rock songs, older rock songs. Because that's so sexy to me. I'm like I think about that. Like
which I have, by the way.
Did you ever dance to Nickelback?
Yeah, actually, one of my routines has Nickelback in it.
Look at this.
By the way, Nickelback is like guilty. It's like guilty pleasure, man, because you know what?
They're a good band. I saw them on Access the other day.
Plenty of times those songs come on and people are like, you know.
Change the radio.
That's sick, man. Live. It's hard to even go see great live, big, heavy, loud rock bands. Daughtry toured with them one summer and I was, hanging out with them and... I was like, Nickelback is kind of killing it right now live. So
they got a bad rap, man. I mean, not to say that some of those songs aren't, what they are. But like, listen, anybody that can get on stage and that can create music and albums and do all of those things, there's no shame in that. There's no way that you can do it wrong. None of us could do it. Well, one of us could do it.
They're doing just fine. They're counting. They're laughing all the way to the bank. They sell more T-shirts at those shows and sell every seat out. And he's written a lot of songs for other artists. He wrote, some great songs for Avril Lavigne, and they still have a working relationship. And enough about Nickelback, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm sorry.
I don't know where we.
So but no, but do you watch? Does anybody here watch The Masked Singer? Because that's one of the things I actually got stuck watching in this fucking... Because there's nothing else on TV.
And you pick on me.
Dude, at least that's it's something... I fast forward through that
so
shit.
So there have been two shows in the world that have ever... Like, I saw the first, 30-second teaser for it. And I was like, that shit will never work. Never work. Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars. The very first time I saw a commercial for Dancing with the Stars, I was like, there's no fuck... Nobody will watch... Like... Nobody. This will be the great. It's kind of like watching the Fyre Festival unfold. Like, this is going to be destruction. And here we are, 78 seasons later. Like, how does that happen?
800 seasons later. Like, yeah.
Would you go on the Masked Singer?
Well, okay. So this is how I.
There's a
I remember
story there.
Them advertising it and thinking the same thing. I'm like, that is so dumb. Yeah. What is that? And then I had heard Daughtry was on the show and. He and I are close. I didn't even know he was on it. In fact, his wife was planning a secret 40th birthday for him. So I was trying to fly down to Nashville and I was finishing up a record these last few months. And then I kind of heard that he was on the show and I got 100 calls like, you have to be on The Masked Singer now. You have to. And I was like, so all I did was watch the finale episode on demand. And that's really all you need to watch. And you get... They show the whole fucking season. So basically, in a nutshell,
well, that's what I did with this year's
because he sort of disguised his voice. Like I would have knew it. I would have known it was him. Right.
I knew it for the first time. I thought it was either him or Chad Kroeger. That's why I'm laughing.
So like if I had seen it weeks before, I would have been like, what the hell? He's also, not a super tall guy. Right. So, I would have figured that out. But. He actually, it was really good for him, he put out a few of the singles, his fans ate the shit up, and the thing is, man, since Idol, I've built like a legitimate acting career. Two Tony nominations, not a big deal.
Yeah.
And So it's tempting to go back into that sort of unscripted world at times, but you're like, you know, you're fighting it off. And it's one thing, like, I've been a musical guest on Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent and stuff like that. But, you know, look, getting back on TV is still getting back on TV. Sometimes you just need, especially now when something like this happens, you're like, I just need to be on TV. So, like, I don't care what it is. Yeah. I'll figure out the math.
90-day fiance. That's all I have to say. You need to find a Singapore bride. You need to travel over there. You need to, like, pay the bride tax. You need to scoop her up. You need to have all kinds of drama that surrounds it. Like, you're going to give the family two goats. They want six. Like, what do they think? Like, and then all of a sudden, like, you're fucking right back at it, man. Right there.
I want to see.
I'm convinced that they stole that idea. There's a Greek film festival, which is actually excellent in Los Angeles. Greek filmmakers from all over the world and locally and whatnot in the country. But there was this documentary about this teeny Greek town, like even a remote island, where for whatever reason, and you can Google this, the few hundred men that there were no women on this island. They all died off or left or died. And it wasn't a gay thing, even though that's like a...
I was going to say, are you describing Fire Island?
No, did they just... not Fire Island. It wasn't P-Town. And so this liaison, liaison, like, worked it out with these Eastern European, some small Eastern European city, to bring these girls in, and they tried to, like, you know, meet and greet with these Greek guys that were so set in their ways. And, you know, they were like to all Borats, basically, you know, and they were like, I have goats, you were like, no idea how to talk to women. And these European girls are like, even though they're poor shit, they're like, and it basically was 90 Day Fiancé. And this is a film, is like 10, 12 years old. It's called, the American title is called like Sugar Land or something, but it's so bizarre.
Well,
dude.
I guess
it's,
I know, like, what I'm doing after season 5.
Wow.
Oh, but my God. Every good idea has been stolen. So
yeah, no, for sure.
What about Rhea on Dancing with, Rhea, what about Dancing with the Stars? Would you ever do that?
Oh my God. Hell yes. Yeah,
yeah. You imagine that shit,
Rhea? What's your guilty pleasure? Do you have, admit to us? Come on, what do you watch guilty when pleasure? Like, you don't ever want to tell anybody?
Guiltiest TV show.
I really like. Well, I mean, it's guilty in a weird way. Like, I really like documentaries. Like, I kind of nerd out. Like, I feel like I've been through like all of them now.
Like, so that's true, like, crime documentaries, or like.
It can be like, I really like documentaries about like people. I like specific people, whether or not it has anything to do with me and my world or not. Like, one time I watched some documentary on the plane about this woman who was like a really good film editor, and it's like super random and super specific, but I really like it because it's like, you get to see, I don't know, it's like inspiring. You see them get into their craft and like all the different details of it, and you can relate to it. But yeah,
it shows like the process of, you know, getting something, a cool thing done. I enjoy content like that too, you know. That's why
that's why we're all on Exotica TV.
But there's some great stuff out there.
Dude, I don't know. I'm just drinking and watching you guys. So it was like...
That's why I'm here.
By the way, did any of you guys, did you guys finish or watch at all the Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary?
Of course. That's my guy.
I finished it the other day. That shit was right in my wheelhouse, man. It's so amazing.
I want to get back to Ray. Ray, what's your guilty pleasure song? Like, what's your jam? Like, you hear this song come on, fucking shoes are coming off, you're jumping up and down in the bed with your feathers and shit and going crazy.
If we could see you do that.
You know, pillow fight.
And you could demonstrate it. We'd play it. We'll sing it to you.
If you want to put that song on right now, we're...
Oh, I got it. You tell me what it is.
Jay, we will get kicked off.
Well, I think, remember at the Exotica, which one was it? New Jersey. We did the 90s party, and I made the band play Spice Girls Wannabe, I think.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
I love 90s music. Yeah, I love it all. 90s pop, 90s grunge.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite 90s grunge band?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I like it all. I love this. I don't know. It's like nostalgia. Even though, you know, I'm 21, so I wasn't around really then, but I've been 19 for like 10 years.
Such a kid.
And I had a birthday last week.
Yep. Oh, those damn 90s babies.
Exactly 21.
Yep.
I'm 21 also.
So. Me too. Yeah.
That's really
Brittany,
funny.
What was your favorite grunge band, Brittany?
Probably, I don't know if Sonic Youth. I don't know if they count as grunge.
They're more punk. They were like pre-grunge.
Post-punk thing, but...
Yeah. No, they were post-punk.
Grunge was, you know, Nirvana,
Pearl Soundgarden. Band,
Soundgarden, you know, Stone Temple Pilots, that stuff.
Oh, Dan and I were talking the other day, the single soundtrack. Greatest, like, grunge album...
I think it's the greatest soundtrack. I think it's one of the greatest soundtracks.
Arguably
ever.
One of the best.
I'd love to adapt it as a musical, that movie.
Oh man, such a good movie.
Could be like the '90s version of Rock of Ages. You know,
could I be a production assistant on that?
Sure.
All right, nice, awesome.
Rhea wants to be on that one.
I need to do something.
Rhea, we got to get you singing.
Oh no! No one wants that.
Now. Can I
have to be looked at, not heard?
That's not true.
Nobody puts Rhea in the corner.
What would you do without Rhea. Being able to moan? Yes.
I don't know. I'd be useless. There
you
go.
You know what amazes me? So Rhea's like, I mean, like, you know, you get to know her and know how mad cool she is. And, you know, obviously, look, you look at her and she's hot, but she's like mad cool, like super smart, really like, you know, great personality and all that. But like the thing that's amazing is like she put on a freaking video. She shot a video of just her with this like sex doll that looks exactly like her on freaking YouTube at our show in Miami, and had like a million fucking hits.
Yeah, no, she's
5 million views of just her
doll.
With a doll.
She's in the
where is
there
the doll?
She is. Oh,
she's just chilling.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. So Constantine, to show the scene, like she puts her as she's in her signing counter at Exotica, she takes the doll, she puts the doll where she is sitting, and then they have a camera sitting on the table in front of her and shooting just the reaction videos. Cause it literally is, if somebody could stay 100% perfectly still and just, you
is
know,
she dressed right now, Rhea?
Yeah, she is.
What do you think? She's just naked on the bed all the time?
No, can you bring her? Is she heavy? Can you bring her over by you?
I will bring us to her.
Okay.
That would be easier.
That's way better.
Okay.
And so the beauty of this was
amazing,
they had this like million, you know. Oh my God. Somebody might have died.
That was just the light.
Okay. Look at her. She's just staring at me. It's so
hey,
creepy.
Rhea, how you doing? What's new?
So creepy. Oh my.
What are you looking
that
at?
That thing is broken.
What are you looking at? So the funniest thing about it was that I was watching this video back, and you know, it shows the people that are walking by and just like, you know, kind of have to do the double take. And I realized like there were multiple business, multiple building management people that came by that were walking through the show that actually worked there. And they're like, even the GM's secretary was there, like, you know, creeping on this doll. It was. Although maybe the doll was creeping on them. I don't know. Now the look in her eyes, I think that maybe
thank
it was
God
a little odd. I even would look over sometimes and be surprised, like, why am I over there? It's very... it sounds
your
like
boobs are way bigger than hers, though.
Yeah. You got to make sure she always stays bigger. A size lower than you. Look at this. Twin sisters.
Yes. So no...
You're like Darcy on season 3, 90
wow.
Day Fiancé.
They did such a good job. Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
It you know, it's one of those things when there's a million people around you and you're just not expecting it, and you walk by and you see that
light.
That it just like you're like, what the fuck?
You almost knocked
that?
It over again. Oh my God. And she's adorably
you know what?
Cute too.
Love this shot.
Pretty klutzy, yeah.
we're going.
What was that now? Oh my God.
The light again.
And she's not drinking.
You know what? We have a great idea. Smash stuff with Rhea Sunshine. Could do
like
a weekly
Greek,
show. Yeah.
Like a Greek wedding. Just
yeah.
Just breaking plates.
Plates
and
break everything. Hell yeah.
Wait, watch this. Opa!
Opa!
I know something.
Dan, you know everything. You're well traveled, my friend.
I could say at least one word in almost every language. I used to be a tour.
It's usually the word fuck. It's like through different languages.
Yeah, I used to be a tour manager with bands, right? And I was a tour manager for this band in the 90s. They were like a hair band called Sleazebees. Perhaps you've never heard of them. No, but they had actually a couple of songs on, like, you know, Headbangers Ball and stuff. But they were from Amsterdam. And I had to sit there because these guys were all sitting there, like, talking in fucking Dutch. And I know what they're fucking, one of them's talking about me. I just know it. Like, that motherfucker's making us not do this or do that kind of thing. So I literally sat there and found somebody who was Dutch to teach me every fucking curse word in Dutch and what they were saying, pretty much.
As a guy married to a Chinese girl, I should do that.
You totally should.
Yeah.
Did you know, like, Vada Klotzak means dirty asshole?
I actually did. No, I didn't.
Learn something new every day.
Yep.
And I just busted them. Like, one of the guys, like, hit me. We were talking on Facebook, just talking about shit. Like, somebody tagged both of us in something. And I'm there like, Jan, you know I understood every fucking word you were saying, right?
Google. That's good, like, shit. Google Translate, man.
Yeah, some people don't realize
totally that. Not
I don't understand Greek. And I'm like, gotcha.
So
I know what you're saying.
You're
Raya, do you speak Greek also? Or?
Well, I understand it quite fluently, you know. So I just
did both of your parents speak it, or
they did? Yeah, my father passed, but yes, they speak Greek fluently. And I just you know, I was born in the city, and my brother and sister are much older than me, so they grew up a bit more like Greek, and I grew up more Americanized. And okay. You know, I started school out here in the suburbs, and I understand it well. I can speak it pretty good, but not.
And Raya, you said you were Greek. Does your family speak it, or were they generations removed, or?
So I'm half. So my dad's full, and his side is very Greek. So my dad is kind of like half. Like, he understands a lot. He can say a bit, but like wouldn't be like perfectly fluent, I guess. Right. And then that whole side of the family is. Yeah.
We're perfect because a lot of dirty old Greek men are like 30 years older than their wives and stuff. There's like those babus that are like 90 and their wives are like in their 50s. You're like, what the fuck?
No, it's so funny. My Greek grandma, she's passed now, but she used to go back and forth. It was like depended on the day. She would either be like, we need to go find you a good Greek man. Like, we go find you a good Greek man. Or it'd be like, oh, no, I would never let you near a Greek man. Like, they're scum. Like, they're it's like one or the other. It's like, which one is it?
have you ever dated one?
Mm-mm.
We're in like a middle of a love connection
here. Would
you
like here. To? Mm.
Bachelor number one.
How many diners do you have? What is your secret to great baklava?
Oh, man.
But no, you know, yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm quite involved with, like, the Greek community and the scene and nationally and here in New York and New Jersey. So it's a big family, and we welcome you. With open arms. You will be part of our what's called pareja, like a pareja. You see restaurants name like PAREA. It's like our company, a close company that you keep of good friends and good almost family type people. So what's Raya short for?
I have a dumb question. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Is Raya short for something or?
No, just Raya.
Got it.
Sunshine, Raya. You may not have known this, but Sunshine is a Greek last name.
Yeah,
you know it.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Raya,
I know you.
Yeah, Sunshineopolis. Exactly.
I know, Raya. You got to dip out because you got something. You got somebody else you got to go to. But thank you for making us first and not sloppy seconds. We appreciate that. You know where it's at. But I mean, Raya, remind everybody where they can find you online.
Everywhere on the internet, Twitter and Instagram is at Raya REYA 2 underscores Sunshine. TikTok and YouTube is Raya Sunshine TV, and my website is rayasroom.com.
I love the use of double underscores.
Oh,
I know.
Always love it.
It fucked us up. We actually had a post that went out there that went to somebody's music site, but apologize. Raya, we will see you soon. Constantine, hang out. Hopefully you can hang out for a few more minutes with us. Rhea, thank you so much. Be careful out there. Don't knock over any lights and electrocute yourself.
Follow me. Send me a follow.
And there she goes.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. She's awesome.
I love her.
She's just like a very, very, very cool person, you know?
No, she, you know, you see somebody that, you know, that hot, and you're just kind of like, oh, man, I don't know. This could go really badly. And then you sit and talk to her for, you know, 20 minutes, an hour. All of a sudden you realize you're like, she just got that much hotter. So, yeah, she's
great. I like that both Brittany and Rhea are not, like, covered in tats, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Which is so crazy because literally like a decade ago, maybe a little bit more, you know, two decades, like I'm old now. So it was
grunge.
Nobody had tattoos or, you know, very few people. And now all of a sudden it's like, you know, this episode on 90 Day Fiancé. No, I'm just kidding.
Speaking of tattoos, like, I mean, sorry to throw it in there because you just did this and it just reminded me of something. So, and I was telling Jay, I said, I actually went back and we knew we were going to be on. And I went back and I just watched on, you know, the last couple of episodes of American Idol. And dude,
like the new season?
The new season. So on ABC.
Yeah, no,
and the chick who won, sorry, spoiler, is this girl. Her name's Just Sam. So she's the only one who gets to have a cool stage name for the whole competition. She's like covered in tattoos, you know, tattoos on her neck and stuff, and she won. And she should not have won.
Well, you know what it is? First of all, I felt terrible for the kid. Sorry, I'm like, my lighting is just, I told you guys I rushed to make this
call. No worries.
That's okay. I didn't get to, the ring lights back there are doing me no use. So I'm using a desk light and like blinding. Anyway, I felt terrible because in a way it was sort of shaping up to be a really great season. And sure, I mean, you have to remember when I was on, it was like 25, 30 million people a night watching it, three nights a week for months. Months the show was on.
Yeah.
People in the TV world were just like, fuck it, we got no shot. We're up against American Idol. Like, it was just ridiculous for a decade and a half, basically a decade. And then, you know, maybe the last 5 years it started to tail off. Like anything, you know, it's hard to sustain. But when they moved to ABC, I thought, okay, this is a fresh start. Disney, interesting sort of crossover potential. And the first couple of years were okay. That guy Alejandro last year was really good. He's got a cool band, Scary Pool Party. And I think they might have a cool band name.
Yep.
And they're really interesting. It's kind of like Radiohead meets, I don't know, Kanye or something. And he's a really interesting guy. And I think his band will have legs. A couple of country stars have come out of it. Gabby Barrett had a number one recently. She married the one dude with the long hair from a year or two ago, guitar player. He's not really doing anything. I think he's just like in her band now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this year, there were some amazingly talented people. Now, granted, it's not like the old days. They're really kind of casting people from the internet. They're like, 300,000 followers, but no one really knows who you are.
There's no joke auditions anymore.
They don't do that.
There aren't? Dude, yeah. That was the best part about the show. That was like, fucking William Hung, man. She banged. She banged. Like,
dude,
that shit was...
Pants on the ground?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Pants on the ground. There were some really good ones. I think after Simon, Paula, Randy... they started to really kind of, you know, change the show a bit. It became, and then shows like The Voice come along, and The Voice is really a good show. Mm-hmm. But name one fucking person to ever come off The Voice that you like is like a household name, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
And because it's about the judges and they're so famous and the red chairs and it's really more about them.
Right.
Idol used to kind of be about the journey. So this year, I thought they were really doing some good stuff to make it a bit more about the about the contestants again, and then all this hit.
I mean, when you think about it, like, I mean, even the original judges, like, nobody here knew who Simon Cowell was. Nobody knew who Randy was. Like,
dude, I actually knew who Randy.
Now, Paula Abdul was somebody that I jerked off to when I was in third grade. But like,
you definitely jerked off to her, but not in 20 years.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
very true.
And yeah, how many people knew that Randy was actually in Journey besides probably me and about like 10 other people?
Wait, Randy was in Journey.
Dude, he replaced Ross Ballery in Journey as the bass player for years.
Yeah, he was like, yeah.
He blended in pretty well, but.
Well, he had kind of like a mullet sort of afro.
He had like the kid and play hair, I think.
Yeah, but it had like a little like party in the back. I think I remember too.
Yeah.
It might have. I mean, dude, it was old, like, you know, old Randy, you know, old, you know, heavyset Randy. Not so. It kind of just like it was not a good sight.
He and like MC Hammer Pants. He is a great guy, but he had produced Mariah Carey and a lot of.
Oh, he had a laundry list of a track record. It was just that the public persona was like not
right.
You know.
So we all kind of it all kind of happened in a more organic way. Something about this year, it started to come. Now, granted, they're not getting 25 million eyeballs on it. No fucking way. They've turned the show into like a 5-week. You know.
Whereas last time,
or it's the finals. You're
back
like,
in the day, it was like literally 9 months a week. Yeah.
Twice a week it was on.
Yeah.
Three times at one point.
Yeah.
It would be on 3 times for most of the season because it would have, you know, from top 24, and they did like 24 weeks thereafter. It would be boys' night, girls' night. So for 12 weeks, and then they would have a results show. Now, right. Often the results show might be 30 minutes or an hour, not 2 hours, but it was just ridiculous. So this year was pretty good. There's some good people. I actually thought, in a way, the way they did the remote performances, and The Voice did the same thing this year. It was like kind of
compelling. It was produced.
It was produced, but of course, because you can't perform live like that.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, they still did a lot of producing on the show, but I found it pretty interesting because you know if someone's going somewhere, if they like were kind of awesome, like doing a remote performance, you're like, that was kind of great, even though it was like with a cell phone, you know. That's
and if there's one thing that this quarantine has taught me is that even some of the greatest musicians and the greatest performers out there have shit ass setups at home. You know, I mean, that's it's true. Like, you know,
I mean, look at Britney's. I mean, it's horrible right now.
It literally, I
got a fucking martini, and
I'm a huge music guy, and like it's been really cool to see some of you know the musicians that I love going out and, or not going out, staying in and doing their own thing, and you know whatever. But every once in a while, you'll find one that like you know big decent name touring, like you know, and they'll have like you know their 12-year-old webcam hooked up with like no microphone and they're playing on a piano and you're either hearing their voice or you're hearing the piano, but you're never hearing both. You know, it's all over the place. That's really funny. Yeah.
I think a lot of that is we've had people doing shit for us all these years.
Forever. Yeah.
Now you have to do it on your own and you're like, where do I plug this in?
So do you record at home? Do you have a home studio or?
Enough
to like rough it in.
I do. I have some good stuff. We thankfully finished the record before this happened. We have a new
Until
record.
Until Unwanted, right? Is it name of it?
Yeah, Until Unwanted on Noble Steed. It's a very cool indie label, sort of in the Warner's world, and some great acts on the label, and we're really excited. It's an all original album, and it's like 10 new songs, and we're stoked. I mean, we had this great press list, you know, great creddy, indie, cool stuff, some TV, a lot of good radio, a lot of good sort of the important blogosphere stuff. And like all this shit. So I'm like, do I hold on to it or just fuck it? Just throw it out there, see what happens. So it's a little frustrating, but thank God I got all that done. And it was really just about kind of mixing and mastering and sort of artwork and stuff as this happened. So but they're being shipped. Like they're being shipped like now. So it's done. But in general, yeah, I have a way to make some good content stuff. Also a guy that works in the studio with me. He and his girlfriend have been quarantined alone for like 2 months, and it's basically just been me and my kid. Mm-hmm. honestly, I've not penetrated anything in like since like February.
Dude, okay? I'm out.
It's no, unreal. Man.
Like, despite what Jay says, I'm out.
No, yeah, man.
It's a scary fucking thing.
So I'll work with him and we'll do some stuff. And like now that we've been like we're safe, we're both safe, we're both clear. At least we think. And so we'll do some things together, but it's not like we're making out, like we right. social distance, but we'll do some stuff together.
And honestly and that's the thing that I'm trying to figure out. Like, you know, if you and your friend have been, quarantined for however many days,
it's 2 weeks basically, right?
I would think that like, you know, you rolling back into that. The problem is you have to be able to place your trust in that person that they aren't bullshitting you, that they've like, haven't been out like passing joints with like homeless people and you know, whatever. By the way,
well, we're both running that sober life these days. Like I never had like an issue or anything like that, but I just, oddly enough, looking back, I was like, did I have coronavirus in the fall? I had this cough that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And it was to the point where I would cough and I would actually kind of choke and I would like wheeze for air after. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I went to the doctor. She's like, your lungs are crystal clear. You're fine. Like, you don't even have an infection. But, you know, I'll give you this steroid and it'll kind of chill it out. And it did slowly over time. But Halloween night, I got like lit as fuck and drunk, smoking a lot of weed, and that was the last time I touched either. So it's been like seven months since I've drank or smoked anything.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. God bless you. CBD oil here.
I'll fuck for the both of us. I promise.
Do you know what they said? Actually,
I do miss it a bit, but
we had a scientist on last week as one of our guests. Like, you know, and I said to her, like, I have this theory that if you smoke weed, you're not getting coronavirus. That because weed basically at this point in time cures everything.
That's still a bullshit theory.
I swear to God, there was a test. There was an article, New York Post, so it has to be true, but New York Post published it. But it was these two scientists, I think, in Canada.
Right.
And they've been testing whatever. There's certain strains of weed that are high in CBD that are a 70% blocker of the COVID gene or whatever, the COVID-19 virus. I believe it. Now,
who,
I don't think
but,
it's,
but who
I don't
wants
think
to
it's
smoke
the
CBD?
I'm getting at the dispensary
but,
here.
Yeah, for, no, that's the whole point.
My,
like,
stuff, but I'm just saying it is possible.
Us fish heads and deadheads have been saying that for like 30 years. We're like, man, weed is going to save the world one day. Watch.
Now, all of a sudden, it's every other Facebook post that you see. Like, it's amazing.
Unreal. And for it to, you know, be legal, essentially, in New Jersey and fucking New York. I mean, who would have ever thought that? That's just nuts.
Dude, it's...
I used to, like, shit. You know, there was
drive
a lot...
Drive to Patterson.
No.
I had to go to... I grew up in Pompton Lakes is where I went to high school. So I had to, like, go. That was the quick run right to Patterson, you know? Just hit the projects, get your nickel, and then, you know, split.
We were lucky. Like, there was the kind bud in the early 90s was, like, the birth of it. And it, like, my friends all dealt, like, big weed. Like, I even got involved in it, you know? And we always had, like, the kind of shit forever. And it was ridiculously expensive then, but you know, fish tour, and we did all that stuff. I was like in a jam band. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
listen.
I remember my parents finding like a gigantic like pillowcase of that shit in my car once.
The extra big Ziploc
like,
bags.
What is this? I was like, it's sage. It's sage. We burn it like with the band, and it's like spiritual. It's not weed. It's sage.
How'd that work out?
You know, like, get rid of the shit. So every time
sell it quick.
Yeah.
Do you know how much car insurance is in New Jersey?
Oh, exactly. And I got a DWI like right when I was 21.
I'm right there. That was exact. I got mine just below. So, and not only that, I got hit with possession of alcohol because I had beer in the car, and I got possession of marijuana because that was in the glove box. So that was my 20,
that was in your
like,
prison wallet
mid like 20 year. So
I had a freaking joint like this in the car, like a giant fucking Bob Marley joint in the ashtray they never found. And I barely blew over the legal limit. It was not a good look, you know. All for a dumb girl. See, Brittany?
Yeah, it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
Brittany.
You and your groupies.
How are the pussy? I don't know what to tell you.
Which, by the way, speaking of, and I want to go back. Constantine had said something about, you know, like not getting any since February or whatever. What I want to ask you about is...
Don't tell everyone.
The... For the second time, I want to ask about what the American, like American Idol pussy, like the second that, like, all of a sudden you were all over, you know, 23 million homes or whatever it was, every, you know, three times a week, like you went from being, you know, musician, but, you know, like not a family, you know, a household name, to like walking out of your door one day, and it must have been crazy. So, Were there American Idol groupies?
Like, so many. And, I mean, dude, it was.
Did you have? Were they moms that brought their kids, or was it like? Was that what?
Girlfriend. Yeah, my girlfriend's friend. Her name is Jesus. What the hell's her name? I'll think of it in a second. I'm not gonna say her name. No, dude. Constantine will know. So.
She's blown one person from every season of American Idol.
We were
Idol.
Helping to, Jay, I think you were going to mention something at the Javits earlier, were you?
Yeah. Well, it's
you did. We were running, we were producing the LGBT Expo with another.
Which you were there. Yeah, we actually met with you Broadway, with Broadway, with Care, Broadway Cares or Broadway.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Javits, so that was right? A different show that we did.
So
yeah.
we were working on that, right? And
Dan and I's passion project.
Yes. we're not gay. My girlfriend and I, you know, she was gonna come to the show, and I told her, I said, oh my god, this is cool, you know, fucking Constantine's coming, you know. Okay, we both saw you in Rock of Ages and it was awesome. And she's there, oh my god, my friend, her name's Kathy, her name's also Kathy, and she's like in Clifton, New Jersey. She's seen you a million times, like borderline stalker. I don't want to say her last name, it starts with a G.
Okay,
but anyway, okay.
Just say yes.
Anyway, No,
I know,
dude,
her. I mean, I love her.
She came
Kathy
there.
Kathy G, we're talking about you.
G.
You're listening.
Kathy G.
She came to the expo, you know, met my girlfriend there, took the fucking ferry over there, saw you, and you saw her, dude, and you're like, oh, hey, how you been? You know, kind of thing. Like it's like almost like you might have a restraining order against her. No.
you definitely get to, like, now.
I want to go back to the beginning, though.
Backtrack for a second.
Yes.
There was.
I'm interested in this.
I mean, it was just a different time. You know, the entire world was watching. I remember when the show first started to air, I was back in New York, and like we were finishing up Hollywood Week taping it when the show just started to air. I remember watching the premiere episode, and I was there watching it with everyone, and it was like 30 minutes of meet my band, me breaking up with my band, Ryan Seacrest coming to Brooklyn. It was like this huge episode, like my band freaking out. It was like such great like television at the time. And then I flown back to New York, and I'm living in this little apartment in New York. My buddy and I were sharing, and I remember like maybe it started airing a couple of weeks, and the first time I like went out in our neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we went to a bar, and the whole place like stopped. This was like, you know, we're talking 2005, and the place was, everyone's like, holy fuck. Like, cause it was that big at the time. And certainly as it went on, I mean, yeah, there was a lot of attention, and I, you know, obviously I can't like talk about too much of it, but
right.
I had a great,
it was
time.
A good experience.
Oh God, it was so good. And you know, there was some,
so
there was some amazing, you know, celebrity encounters and stuff. Such,
which
and,
by the way, one of them in a totally non-sexual way, I'm assuming, was you performing that Queen song on American Idol and then getting to play with the band.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
Was that one of the, like,
fuck you, Lambert, fuck you.
A little bit, no. I love Adam Lambert. I remember, like, when I was on the show and I snuck out one night. I would sneak out every night in Hollywood. This is, like, before TMZ, and I was, like, partying with, like, you know, the Pussy Posse, like Leo and like everybody. It was just like nuts.
Right.
And this is like before there were a zillion paparazzi. You could kind of get away with that. And then you saw all that really start happening. But yeah, when I did this song on the show, everyone thought I was crazy. Like, you can't do this song. It's like sacrilegious. And I'm like, I have a cool way I'm going to do it. I have a great cut of the song. And honestly, it like, you could feel like the country like shake from like the buzz, like Queen's record, like went back into the charts. You know, everyone's like, you're going to fucking win. Holy shit. Like, you're going to beat Carrie. And I'm like, ah, I don't know. And then sure enough, like Brian May called and we did this great.
At that point, do they call the producers of American Idol and say, we got to do this? I mean, because I imagine the contracts and stuff that you sign, basically, you're like, I am with you and you and I are married and here we go.
There was a lot of that sort of stuff, but they wanted me to, you know, they wanted me to do the song with them, and Hollywood Records released it. And, you know, we did like the Tonight Show, and I was getting flown to work with the guys in Vegas on their Broadway show that they were working on, We Will Rock You, which not a great show. And then, you know, later on with Rock of Ages, you know, the album did really well. It's called Killer Queen. It's like me, Gavin DeGraw, Jason Mraz, you know, Joss Stone, Los Lobos, some great artists doing all these Queen songs. Killer Queen, check it out. And when Rock of Ages blew up, you know, Brian May came back. And at that point, they really weren't considering touring. And I had met Adam because Adam had been in Wicked. He was like in the chorus of Wicked, and people are like, he is an amazing voice. I'm like, oh my God. And I remember meeting him at a pool party in LA. And he's like, dude, you're amazing. And I'm like, thanks. He's like, I think I'm going to audition. And then, you know, he really blew up. He was like on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Yep. And I just think the surviving members were finally ready to do it. And he was so flamboyant. It just kind of worked. Fit.
Right.
I like my kind of rock singing for that sound, like it just needs a little bit more, you know, but it works, and he's getting big checks, and
for sure,
you know, they're gonna ride or die with that. But I would have loved the opportunity. My fantasy is to get, you know, obviously a gig like Queen, but one of those heritage acts that they call them now, that you just tour every summer with, like a Journey,
you have like an 8-week period, and you're just like, this crushes it for a year, and I'll see you next year.
Every summer, you just do that like 2-month like Performing Arts Center shed tour. You know, it's like me with Styx or Foreigner, like, you know, and just like go collect like, you know, $500,000 and just like hang out.
Is that your dream gig, like Foreigner or Styx?
I mean, it's my dream gig because it's like that. It's like that side man in me. You know what a side man is?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but I mean, are those the bands? Like, if one of the, what band, if they called you today,
what's the top choice?
The summer,
I
want you to sing for us.
Soundgarden would be great. You know, Soundgarden or Stone Temple Pilots, obviously. But that, you know, when I was in talks to do the STP thing, it just didn't work out. And I know Dean and Rob well. They're great guys, and they got a good guy.
What was the band that they had after that? I'm sorry.
They kind of went with Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, I said.
No. The Dean and his brother, they had after that. Because I interviewed
a band called Army of Anyone.
No.
It didn't really happen.
No, there was another band that they did have.
Velvet Revolver?
No.
Yeah, that was the, well, that was.
That was the slash.
There was another band after, right in between those two.
I don't know.
There was another band. It was out for like a minute. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. I mean, but certainly like the 90s thing is great. But yeah, like those 70s, 80s heritage acts. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'll jump around. Like,
so there's not one that you would say, like,
Boston,
I want to fucking be
the band. I would love to sing, like, Boston would be great.
70s classic.
Something classic, rock. But definitely, like, the cooler, the better. Like, obviously, Soundgarden or something cool like that would be just otherworld. You know, I toured with Steven Adler. Mm-hmm. I love the guy, and we had a great band. We toured Australia. We toured here. But he's you know.
He's a madman.
Like, he's a fucking crazy motherfucker. And if you're crazy.
And it's probably turned down a notch from, like, what it ever was, which is the craziest idea. Like,
I don't know.
No, still, like, 100? Yeah.
I mentioned before that I used to work with a lot of bands, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, run clubs and stuff. Our paths had both being in Jersey. Our paths, because I used to run Studio One back in the day on World Stage.
Oh, I played Studio One.
What band was it then, though?
So, if you remember the first Real World,
Raindance.
I played with Raindance. My band was Lady Rain, and they were Raindance, and we did a show. And I also opened for Gwar there one night too.
Yeah, I used to promote the show. Well, there was a guy, Pete Tersha, who did it after me. I'm the one who kind of started it there. And found that place, and you know, used to go to the China Club in Hillsdale.
Was that?
In Hillsdale, it's a Bottle King now.
Okay, so wait, Studio One was in Hillsdale?
No, Studio One was in Newark.
In Newark, but where in Newark?
Right on what is it? Verona Ave, like right in the border of like it's like North Newark, like right just over the border. Just
what about
a block into Newark, and I've had two cars stolen from there.
I'd love to open like badass rock club.
Well, we have like, dude, like I said, we have a lot of mutual friends probably. Like, yeah, Monty. I was talking to Monty earlier. You know Monty, I'm sure.
Yeah. I might see them later tonight because Mike is out.
I know. Yeah. No, I did. It's awesome, man. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, but anyway, we're still on the air here, of course, but I was talking about Monty. Monty's actually down the shore with Tom Janarone. They're doing the Bar A thing with the nerds at Bar A tonight. So it's here,
you're doing it live from the club, but yeah. Just a remote. Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, so if you guys want to see like amazing cover band, anybody out there watching, find on Facebook the Bar Anticipation, and they're doing a live stream of this band called the Nerds from New Jersey, who are like the greatest cover band you will probably ever see anywhere.
Yeah, they've been doing it since the
30 something years.
Yeah, it's unreal. So,
yeah.
And look, you know, I've been blessed. I get to do like a lot of different things, you know, whatever it's like film and TV and Broadway, or, you know, I have a party band and a high end like entertainment, you know, ensemble, you know, like give me the check. I'll put together the act for you. You know, I'm developing shows and whatnot. I get to do a little of everything, but yeah, I think just like the singer, you know, in me that like grew up singing the shit out of those like rock songs, would just love to be in one of those kinds of just classic heritage bands, like whatever, whoever.
Dude, everybody loves nostalgia, right?
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that's going to really bounce back from this too. Like, people are not going to want to pay $400 to see Hamilton necessarily, and you know, but they'll pay like $40 to see like the Nerds at the Wellmont, you know, like at a theater, you know, and it's like the best night of their life, you know, and or like me and some Rock of Ages band, you know, like playing all the hits. And I think there's going to be a lot of that stuff kind of bouncing back first in a way. You know, it's like, okay, I'm out, I'm with my friends, we're drinking, we're just hearing songs, like I don't have to think about, do I like this band and their original material? And it's like, you just
want Brittany wants to see a Cher cover band.
You could do Cher. She could be like,
you just love that shit. She's got
I
the
do
outfit.
I Cher every day.
She's got the outfits.
To believe in love.
I've never seen a Cher cover band. I've never seen one.
Brittany, do you have the Turn Back Time outfit? Because I know you have a bunch of Cher outfits. Do you have that one?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's not a battleship. She did it on a battleship or an aircraft carrier.
It's a heart tattoo.
It's a heart tattoo. I thought it was a battleship too. You kind of forget. Oh my god. Well, dude,
I definitely jade off to that video when I was a kid too.
You can say jacked off. Jerked off, tossed one, blew a load, stroked it.
Maybe I wanted to say jay. Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, we'll go see that. And to be honest, I sort of tapped out on Phish like by like 95, 96. Yeah. They're fire again. I know. And There used to be like the hottest girls like that used to go see the shows, and then there's less girls now, but it's fine.
They're talking fish. Brittany and I are just looking at each other like, I see you, sister.
Yeah. But that was me in like 89, 90 when I was getting into the Grateful Dead too, because I kind of got into both bands at the same time. Because where I grew up in North Jersey, like the entire school would go to a Dead show. Like not just 10 people, like everybody.
Giant Stadium, they would play what, like five nights?
It was like a scene. Yeah, we would go to every fucking show and there would be like a scene. And if you, great documentary, speaking of documentaries, Amazon has Long Strange Trip. It's like a 5-part Grateful Dead documentary. Even if you're not into the Dead, it sort of hits exactly what it was. It was like, and they became a stadium band like in the mid to late 80s. They had been a huge band and a following and everything, but in their third decade, they sort of became the stadium band. And it was because that scene, like we were all just dying for like a scene to go and like hang and smoke and like be in a parking lot and like the love. And it was just so sick. And I love the music. J-Rad, you know, I went to high school with those guys, with Marco and Joe were in my band in high school and we're all dear friends. And yeah, and actually Marco's on my...
And sorry to interrupt a Dead chat, but I mean, you also went to high school with... Did you... We actually have a research department. Our researcher. Yeah, did you go to high school with Tara Reid?
I did. We're in a movie together coming out on demand like in a few weeks. And it's,
I'll see, perfect segue.
I've made out with her before. Like I've
You guys hung in high school.
She sort of was like a mythical character when we were kids.
Gotta explain that one.
So, well, she was like a child actress who was on soap operas and in commercials, right? And kind of a big deal. And we were like, oh my god, Tara Reid. She went to the Catholic school, but she was, and my best friend, my neighbor, was went to that school. He didn't go to public school, so he used to tell me always about Tara Reid. And we were always like hoping she would like eventually go to public school, and her brothers and her sisters went to public school, but she didn't. And her brother played football. She's my age, but in the class below me. Her brother is in the year above me. And, you know, their parents were like never home. There would be raging parties at their house all the time. And then I moved back to the town I grew up in. And got a house here. It's a beautiful town. And the Greek festival, it was a big deal because, like, you know, we're Greek. And, you know, obviously each year they would do a Greek festival. And it was, like, my time to, like, be with my friends and, like, do whatever the fuck I want. And, like, I fully, like, hooked up with Tara Reid there, like, when we were in, like, 8th and 9th grade or something. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to go to hell for this. And then she came to Ramapo. And she was trouble, man, for sure. But she was cool.
Was she a wild girl back then? Yeah.
She was fucking wild for sure. But actually, to be honest, she was very serious about acting, and she was gifted. She was talented. And this is like Mr. Shakespeare, like drama school guy over here, even though I was on Idol and bullshit and soap operas, but you know, like I studied with like the best, and she was a talented girl.
Alas, poor Yurik.
But you know, the American Pie thing, it just got so big and so out of control.
Dude, it's American Idol esque, man. All of a sudden,
that... American Idol, American Pie. You know what we got to start calling this? American TV. Because then people actually like watch it.
American.
And but you grew up in Wyckoff, right?
Yeah.
All right, so but Constantine and Tara Reid are still not the most famous residents of Wyckoff, correct? There are three brothers that are.
Yeah, well, the Jonas Brothers came to Wyckoff when they were
those
quite young.
Sons of bitches.
The father was a pastor.
Custy's like, motherfucker!
I was like, foiled again! But I had become friends with Nick because he had done some Broadway stuff and all that. Yeah, their father was like a priest or a pastor at one of these sort of Wyckoff is like a weird old Dutch, you know, like very old white town. There's like so many churches and shit around here. So they went to one of the Catholic schools or one of the Christian schools. So I didn't really know them like that. And obviously they're younger than me. But yes, they were, if you watch their documentary on Amazon, try not to J off.
I already
there's a whole thing on Wyckoff. And yes, I'm no longer I was sort of one of
Yeah, you had it. You had it for like fucking 5 years. And then those motherfuckers came in.
It's funny.
And took that shit from you.
The company I used to work for, the owner lived in Saddle River, right? Which is a very affluent, like probably one of the, it's like one of the most affluent towns in the country, actually.
Yeah, yeah. My sister's a principal there.
Yeah, and his neighbors were, well, Derek Jeter bought his mom a house there down the street, but his other two neighbors were Jason Kidd and Mark Jackson. And it's like
I went
like,
on a date with Jason Kidd's.
But how fucked up is it?
Wait,
you know, Mark Jackson.
Wait. Dude, you're Jason Kidd's ex-wife.
Jason Kidd's ex-wife. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there like some kind of celebrity like Match.com kind of shit?
Yeah,
like,
come on, man, you could tell us.
No,
just let us in on the fucking secret, man.
Dude,
you know, I
what was your grandfather's maiden name or like or last name?
I never messed with Raya. That was never for me because I never needed to. Like I did just fine. And
wait a second. You're saying that there is?
There's a. You know what Raya is?
No, I have no fucking idea.
Oh my God, you got to Google that.
Bro, well, fill me in.
Like for famous people, essentially, or it's like super influencers, if not famous, or
dude,
like.
They're going to take away your card for telling us this.
Yo,
well,
man.
I'm not on there. Yeah, right?
I'm not on there.
Raya.
Like,
wait, hold on a second. How do you spell that?
Raya Sunshine.
Raya. RayaSunshine.net.
And you have to do a. Dude, it's
well. First, blood. You got to be from Wyckoff to go on there.
So wait, so they obviously like they then like vet you when you when you sign on. They're like, all right, you know, send us your dick pic. We're gonna keep this online.
Here's the thing. Imagine being Mark Jackson. Imagine being Mark Jackson, and you're not even the best point guard on your own block.
Yeah, no, you're like you're fucked.
It's like
well,
like
South
the Jonas
River is literally dude. Like two towns over. I mean, Bergen, yeah. We call it Upper Bergen County.
Dude, I'm in Bergen also, but I'm in. Yeah.
Dan, none of this matters. Constantine, here's what I need you to do, okay? I need you to fucking log on. You need to get on that shit. I want an inside view on this. Like none of this outside bullshit. I'm over here running Exotica TV. Like I don't know what Raya is.
I heard but, Heather Locklear sing.
But what I do want to know.
He has is, nothing
everyone
else.
Everyone is
down
on
their dumps.
Dude,
she definitely digs musicians.
Come on, man. You got to listen.
Really fucked up,
Dan, pencil him in for 2 weeks from now,
you
and I want to hear back on this.
Think about this, Constantine. You and Heather Locklear.
Just to repeat, I am not on there. Okay. I remember someone, you have to
do
be...
Do they tell you to say that once you get
no,
signed
no, no, no.
up? Are they like,
no,
listen,
there is no fight
first
club.
Rule about Fight Club is there is no Fight Club.
There is no Fight Club. Wait.
You have to be...
We're breaking down the fifth wall.
Recommended. You have to be...
I recommend you.
Leonardo DiCaprio said I'm okay.
And then you have like this whole sort of application thing that you have to go through. And I remember getting through like 30 questions and I'm like, fuck this, delete, I'm done. And but when I tell
question?
You that I've seen people's Raya, it, right. First of all, it's like the most beautiful app. Like everyone is like, you know, it's like
Emily it's like perfectly Instagrammed. Like,
Morgan Freeman narrates the app.
Morgan Freeman is on there. He fucks young
Thank you for logging in.
I remember Andy Dufresne.
So wait a second. Where in your career do you find out about Raya? Like, what? Like, does somebody come
Very
up to you
late.
And like slip something into your pocket when you're at like an after party or something, and you're like, oh shit, this has got like a special code to it, like, or
no.
Do you just hear it through the grapevine?
It's
you find something underneath
years,
the desk.
It's only 5 years old or so, okay. So it's it was kind of late. And again, I'm telling you, like, I've done fine on the regular dating apps, which I have no problem being on. Where I used to be on, and did pretty good.
Okay. I can imagine. Good. Imagine if a chick is like scrolling through and she's just like, oh, hey, there's Constantine. Like,
yeah. Did anybody like not believe it was you kind of shit?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's happened.
Dude, that's and got catfish written all over it.
I was banned from Tinder, like, so I imagine that's what happened. Someone just didn't think it was me. But it's pretty embedded in with your email and your Facebook and or so I don't know why that would have. And it's like, that's my Instagram.
Listen, man, I'm only going to say this one more time. We need a man on the inside. Okay, we need you. I need you to take that 35th step.
When we start doing shows again, Constantine, you can travel around. Brittany, wherever the fuck she just went. She's got it, dude. You're single now or not? Now you got to go.
Raya just killed her, actually. She heard too much.
All right, you're not married, okay? I'm telling you this. And if your girlfriend's watching this right now, then she's into Exotica, so God bless you, man. That's a good thing, too. Brittany's art. She's
in the bathroom rubbing one out.
I have a girlfriend. Jay's got a wife. I mean, but from what Brittany is like, amazing.
Super wing girl.
Dude, without a doubt. Like, she has. Or may or may not have, or at one time had a penis and understands, you know.
Are you currently trying to sell Brittany while she's gone? Is that what you're doing?
Like, doesn't she like? She's got like a guy there. She like lives with a guy.
She's back. She's back.
Can you hear Brit?
No. Your piece. Oh. Constantine, she was just talking to her cats. Don't worry about that. It's fine.
Doesn't she have? She was talking to a guy there before, aren't you? Like, did you live with a guy, Brittany?
You're blowing her up.
Yeah, my husband locked himself out while he was smoking on the back porch.
And he's only like 6'12", like, which would make him 7. But
I'm a little bit over 6'4".
He wouldn't fit the window,
her husband forced me. His name is Tree.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a very, very large, scary man. Not scary. Nice.
But, oh, man.
But he's awesome. So anyway, Brittany, you can come to the shows, Constantine. You be our inside guy. We'll hook you up for every Exotica around the country.
You just got to sign up for Raya and tell us what it is.
All right. So I have this idea.
I'm in.
I have this idea.
Like Rock of Ages strippers, like, and fucking we'll do some down. Rock. I think that other thing, you know, maybe didn't work as well as we wanted at times because it was like, what is this? Is it a show? Like, what? I think people just want it, like, be fucking rock.
Dude, you saw we got the stages there. And then I have this other idea. Maybe you could help us with it.
Great.
So I have this idea, like, everybody's got these, like, live stream, like, you know, fucking Lionel Richie just did the We Are the World for the American Idol finale with all the ex-Idol winners.
Mm-hmm. Not quite all the winners. It was kind of, they wanted, like, the three girls for this one section. They had all these current idols, and they had a couple of people, but it wasn't
I mean, I want to do a thing with the adult community, the porn, that's what we call porn to keep it nice and clean.
Wait, does Raya do porn as well?
She does like solo stuff.
She does girl.
She does girl. She hasn't done boy girl stuff
yet.
Yet, we don't know.
We are praying for it. Someday it will come, and we will be here.
Hold out for that. Like, yeah. How long can you hold out?
Brittany's been holding her breath. So anyway,
it's
I have
right
idea,
before
so,
anal and I, right after double anal. Actually,
create a video, right? And you could be our Lionel Richie, and create a video of all these girls. Most of them can't sing, We Don't Care, and neither does America.
That would be funny.
I have two ideas for songs. You tell me from the expert in you. First song, You Got a Friend in Me.
Great.
Which, by the way, is from Toy Story. I actually did the research after I thought that it was like a cover.
only if the girls dress up.
I think that would be kind of good. Or, Jay, what
was
your
favorite
song
Toy Story character?
The second song was The Divinals, I Touch Myself.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, definitely.
See,
I don't think they'll sue us.
So the beauty of this is that nobody can fucking sing. Like,
that's
nobody.
Great.
Like, so what you
that's
do
the,
is, I mean,
it.
It's like, you know.
But have Constantine start it, right? He can sing, right? So
he'll come out,
everybody's gonna think this is
kill the
serious.
First, like, eight bars,
awesome.
And then everybody else comes
and
in and fucking murders
Ray of
it.
Sunshine comes in.
I love that. But the thing, okay, so there's these guys I think that are really funny. Chad Goes Deep. And they're sort of
that
like
Chad Kroger's cover band.
No, but they do love Chad Kroger. They make fun of him all the time. So if you remember, these guys would like, they would crash like a town meeting, and there would be like a C-SPAN type of video of them, and they're like, "Hi, counselor, I'm here to advocate for partying, and we need to party more, and we need more partying." And like, they became these huge viral stars because they were saying the most like ridiculous shit, but in such an honest way. And so their Instagram's like, the one guy's like, Chad Goes Deep. So what they'll do is they'll reenact like horrible scenes from like Fast and the Furious or like Point Break. And it doesn't even match. Like, they're just like, it doesn't match at all. Like, if they're, you know, the one guy's like, hey. And then they'll cut to the other guy, like in Florida, and he's like, hey. And they'll do like this scene, and it gets like a fucking zillion views because it's so low budget.
So we got
fucking internet, guys, man.
And mutual friends that we have, I'm sure, you know, they're we just had on the show not too long ago, we had PJ Farley, you know, PJ, I'm sure, right? You know, I know Steve Brown. I wonder if we can get him to play some guitar on it.
Well, he'd love it. Yeah.
Steve's awesome. But, you know, we had like, you know, Sammy Eldebs. I don't know if you know Sammy. He's like a friend of Monty's, acoustic guy, really talented guy.
Rings a bell. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, just get like all these guys on there, like, and just start it like serious.
In other words, like, pretend like we know what we're like doing until all four wheels fall off.
Chris Caffrey, I'm sure, right?
That's how this started. The
names ring a bell.
He's in the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He used to be in Sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah, good friend of mine. Doing some stuff with them. So, yeah, I know a lot of those guys.
Yeah, so get, like, dude, get those guys to do it. Everybody will think this is completely serious.
I love that.
Until the first girl comes in that can't sing.
I like this. Yes. All right, here we go.
Even
like the band is like all legit, and we're like, yeah, here, and I'm like, I'm about to sing, and then the girl's like,
you got a friend in me.
The thing is what we have to do is make them really try to sing well, which is what really makes it the joke. Like, they, like, it's not like, hey, listen, like, we want you to murder this song. It's like, hey, we want you to sing this, like, put this noise-canceling headphones on, go ahead, let it fly, or, you know, and
like
see what happens.
Like Robin Quivers, when they get her to sing on Howard, and and she's, like, trying to do it well, and she's terrible.
It's like the free-range chicken song, the parody they did on SNL, when the one chick, her veins in her neck are coming out, and you just see the real Michael Bolton's there, like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, man. Dude, so, look, we want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man, this has been one of the most enjoyable shows we've done.
It's definitely our longest happy hour-ish, because our hour-ish is now an hour and 43 minutes-ish.
Shit.
Dude, thank you so much. It's awesome seeing you again. Brittany, thank you for joining us and drinking with us.
Thank you.
We
got to
have you on again.
Brittany.
Really hot.
Get your job.
Got me tipsy.
By the way, Brittany is also one of like the most important parts of Exotica. Like, this girl makes it happen. So, you know, she gets to sit there and look hot, but she also is the chick that, you know, she's the one that you want to know.
She's awesome. The stir. So go Giants. Remind everybody where they can find you on social media.
I mean, I'm easy, man. There are not many Constantines out there. ConstantineMaroulis.com for
everything. There's actually 14 of you on Skype.
I found that out when we first tied. Yeah. Dan's like, oh, he's just under Constantine Maroulis. I'm like, dude, there's like 16 of them. So you might want to look into that.
That is funny. That's good to know.
Yeah.
But ConstantineMaroulis.com or at ConstantineMaroulis on Instagram, that's fine. Everything else will pop up on Twitter or Facebook. Just punch it in. It'll come right up. They're all verified. You know, the album we're really excited about.
Till Unwanted. When's that come out?
Until Unwanted. You can go to the Spotify and check out some of the more recent material that's on there. But the album will have a similar feel. And then May 31st, I'm producing that TV special for the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund.
News 12 New Jersey. Unless you're on Fios, News 12 is on Channel 29. I don't understand why, but...
Isn't that funny?
I know, but, dude, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you when we do Exotica New Jersey, October 23rd through 25th.
I will be there.
We got our Chicago show in Brittany's neck of the woods.
We got plans in place, man.
We got fish shows, we got Raya, we got Exotica, we got Raya. We got music to be had. For Constantine, Brittany, my hetero life mate Jay, want to tell everybody, stay safe. Come on, Brittany, say it.
Stay safe, stay sexy, and come back to Exotica TV.